This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Young people in Colorado have widespread access to firearms. That's according to a new statewide analysis. With more, here's CPR's John Daly.
53% of Colorado youth reported having access to handguns within their own home, according to a study by researchers with the Injury and Violence Prevention Center at the Colorado School of Public Health. The findings are based on data for more than 60,000 middle and high school students who participated in the 2023 Healthy Kids Colorado survey. Nearly a quarter say they could get a firearm through a family member. Researchers at the center say the data highlights the need for expanded prevention efforts with young people. The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Network Open. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, an aerospace and cybersecurity company is adding 500 new jobs. ITS started in the city in 2017 and is primarily a defense contractor. In a statement, the company says it also considered expanding to Nevada and Alabama. Colorado offered more than $5 million in tax incentives to keep the job growth local. Entry to national parks is free today to celebrate the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. Fees have been waived at Black Canyon of the Gunnison, Great Sand Dunes, Mesa Verde, and Rocky Mountain, plus all other national parks across the country. But you do still need reservations. Fees are still in place for camping, cabin rentals, transportation, and other services. President Trump signed the Great American Outdoors Act 5 years ago. There are two more free entry days this year, first in September for National Public Lands Day, and then in November for Veterans Day. If you are getting outside, it is hot this afternoon. Much of the western slope and parts of the central mountains have high fire danger. This is CPR News and KRCC.